Welcome back to the Pondercast, a production of pastorsponderings.org. Today we're talking about the topic of failure and how we face it and how we risk sometimes. Please join us as we begin this topic right now. Well, again, as we are here today, welcome. Thanks for joining us again on the Pondercast. It is wonderful to have you along with us for the journey. And again, if you haven't already, please hit subscribe, join us, share with your friends as we continue discovering and pondering together. Also, here's the deal. These kind of Pondercasts, I need to know what you are thinking. I want to hear your take on things, and if you have questions or things that you've been mulling over or pondering, we'd love to hear from you, whether it's messaging me on Facebook or through this broadcast or podcast site, or just messaging us on pastorsponderings.org. Either way, we'll get your message, and we would love to post your questions and the ponderings that you have on this show, and as we go forward within our pastorsponderings.org site. So today, we're talking about this topic of failure. And it's not a topic that many of us want to experience over and over again, right? It's not something that we want in life. Yet, failure is inevitable. And in our lives, every one of us from time to time fails at something. If you've ever been part of a sporting event or a team and your team loses in the last minute, it's heartbreaking, isn't it? That is the fear of failure sometimes. You failed to win. And life is kind of like that. We sometimes shy away from the hard things, the difficult things, because we're afraid of failing. We're afraid to take that risk because of what the outcome might be. And life is about taking risks, though, isn't it? And it's about taking chances and putting yourself out there. You know, the famous inventor Thomas Edison, he had over 1,093 patents to his name. That's a lot. This is a smart, genius kind of guy. And yet he failed 10,000 times before he finally invented the light bulb. And he's quoted as saying, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, that I didn't fail 10,000 times. I just discovered 10,000 ways of how not to invent the light bulb. 10,000, that's a great way of looking at it, isn't it? Sometimes we might fail, but in those failings, we discover ways of not doing it. We don't not fail, we don't not risk, but we risk and discover ourselves along the way. You see, life is about this journey that we're on. Life is about discovering and sometimes failing, falling flat on our face is a part of it. I don't like it. I'm sure you don't either. And all of us, we have to take calculated risks from time to time in our lives. It's a part of life. Speaking of risks, we were talking yesterday in our sermon series, we were in stories, the topic of stories, and sharing these stories. And in our conversation, we looked at Joshua chapter 7, in which they had just taken down the Jericho wall. They just had this wonderful victory. And in the midst of their wonderful victory, they went out with their own self-confidence, their own self-assurance. They didn't check with God. And they pursued something and fell flat on their faces because God was not involved in the conversation. And in Joshua's case, he asked God about it, and then finally God gave him the game plan for victory. And sometimes it's about you and me consulting the right people in order to face victory. You know, in chapters 13 of Numbers, you know, in the story of Exodus and Moses leading the people out of captivity, they come across a land that God has promised them, Canaan. And in chapter 13, it's a turning point that they don't quite realize yet, but they are sent out, these spies. God has instructed Moses to send these spies out into the land. He even says, the land I'm giving you. And the spies go out, and there's a litany, if you look at that passage, that chapter, there's a litany of lists of people, the spies that go out, and what tribe they belong to. And two notable names on there, Caleb and Joshua. These are the only spies that come back with this positive report. The rest of them are like, we were like grasshoppers in their sight. They're mighty, they're fortifications, they're strong. There's no way that we can do this. And Caleb says to the contrary. He speaks up and says, he silences the crowd and says, we can totally go and do this. God is going to be with us. And yet, because of the majority of the spies said, we can't. We're not strong enough. We're not good enough. We just can't do it. What takes place is a very horrible tragedy that realistically, because they didn't trust God in that instant, they didn't risk anything. They didn't go when God said go. They had to wander back out in the desert until that generation died off. And only Caleb and Joshua were the two that ever saw the promised land. And you see, this conversation about failure is about you and me too. You and I, we face failure every day. And there's a couple reasons we might not want to experience it. And I think fear is a part of that. Fear can prevent us from doing what needs to be done. Robert Louis Stevenson once said, keep your fears to yourself, share your courage with others. Let me say that again. Keep your fears to yourself and share your courage with others. Let's come to the realization here today in this Pondercast. We all have fears in our lives, every one of us. We have a fear of failure. We have maybe a fear of what others might say or think about us if we take a risk. Maybe it's our bosses or our leaders. If we fall flat on our face, what will they say? Maybe the people that we're leading, what will they say? We have a fear of what others might say or think about us. And in those fears, it prevents us. And maybe it's a fear of the unknown or the future. Well, you know, we're taking this risk, but I really don't know where this road, this path that we're on is going to lead us. And that's a very real fear. There might be a fear that's irrational. We automatically jump to the worst case scenario in our minds. And that's a fear that captivates us and holds us in our chains. But you know, there's a fear that our reputations might be tarnished as well. Or our continued success will face complete collapse because of it. These fears are very real, but they also prevent us from taking risks. Taking this risk that we might even fail. And sometimes we lack self-confidence too. Maybe that's what's preventing us from facing failure head on, risking something. Sometimes we lack self-confidence. We lack the belief in ourselves that we are really capable of doing it. And we cause us never to risk anything at all. Do you believe you're in yourself? And I'm not saying in some kind of, you know, ambitious or conceited sort of way, but do you believe in yourself? Sometimes many of us, we feel as if we're not good enough. Or we're unworthy. We're unworthy of the decisions and responsibilities that we've been given in our current job or our current ministry. And we don't feel as if we can do it. We can hack it. Do you sometimes question your own abilities to lead? And if the answer is yes, just be honest with yourself. If the answer is yes, newsflash for you. That's normal. It's normal for us to second guess ourselves. In the sermon series that we just preached yesterday. Joshua was second-guessing himself, and he was asking God, why did you let this happen to me? And then it was revealed that there was a sin in the land, and it had to be confronted and dealt with. But Joshua hadn't gone to God in the first place for the game plan. And sometimes we've got to confront this in our own lives, that we have to take the reins, that we are capable, that we're worthy, that God has called us to that position. God has called you to that place, that vocation that you're in right now. There are a lot of us out there that feel inadequate and insecure about our abilities. You are not alone in this. I think of a story of Jesus walking on the water, and then Peter gets out of the boat, and he begins to walk towards Jesus on the water. It literally happened. He's not sinking, he's walking. And I kind of wonder sometimes what would have happened if Peter hadn't looked around and seen the tempest of the storm and the waves and everything else and had fear in himself. Because I'm positive, as other people have speculated, Peter didn't doubt Jesus. Jesus was standing on the water. He literally was right there, hovering above the waves. And so was Peter at the time. But he looked around, Peter did, and he doubted himself. He looked down and stopped looking at Jesus. Peter looked at the impossible, and he began to sink because he felt that he couldn't do it, and he lost momentum. And I'm wondering sometimes, in our risks, in our failures, do we sometimes lose momentum because we doubt ourselves? Because we don't believe in where we've been placed, or that we're good enough for this mission that God has put us in? And sometimes we've got to stop looking at ourselves, maybe all the time, and say, God is in this plan. It's not about me. It's not about my abilities. God has entrusted me. He trusts me to do this. And so we humble ourselves and say, I'm going to stop looking at myself. I'm going to stop questioning my abilities. I'm going to stop questioning or second-guessing this plan that we're on, and I'm going to look at Jesus. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to step out there. I'm going to put myself out there in faith. And maybe that's what we need to say to ourselves. And maybe for some of you, others of you out there facing failure sometimes, you've fallen once and you feel like it means defeat. It means something more than it really does. And I'm here today to tell you that failure doesn't mean defeat. It just means that you're trying. And I'm here to encourage you today, don't stop trying. Don't ever stop trying. Don't give up. I've seen too many people on the verge of retirement and other areas that have just kind of coasted in. And I don't want us to become that. I want to encourage you to keep going. Keep going. Never stop. Never quit. Don't stop taking risks in your life. If we play it safe, we become like the man in the parable of the talents that Jesus told. Remember that story? Two servants invested the master's money, and they made some interest on it because they risked something. And then when the master finally came to tally up the third guy, the third one, he just buried the talent. And he was too afraid to risk anything. And as the story progresses, the master was displeased with this man. He didn't try. He didn't risk. He didn't live. You and I were called to live. We are called to walk by faith. But sometimes that walking by faith, let me scratch that. Many times that walking by faith is very, very difficult. It's not easy. I want to read a passage of scripture for you in closing today. This is going to give you, I hope, some encouragement. And I maybe to put the perspective back on here for you and for me. And here it is. This is from 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3, it says this: As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. Think about that for a second. You're a part of something great. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become a capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you people, you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Today is that day. Today, we're called to risk. We're called to step out there. Sometimes we're called to face failure head on and don't look back. Don't second guess. Don't fear that you're incapable or you're unable to or you're unworthy to. Don't be afraid. Again, as Robert Louis Stevenson said, keep your fears to yourself. Share your courage with others. You can do this, dear Christian. You can do this. You are a child of the Most High, a son and daughter. Risking, facing failure, well, it's a part of this ministry. It's a part of you and I. And I encourage you today, tell us what you think about this Pondercast, about this conversation on failure. Let us know the stories that you've had and you've experienced in the midst of failure. We ponder this together. That's what the Pondercast is all about. And that concludes another Pondercast. Thank you again for tuning in. And another one down. Again, please subscribe to this Pondercast. Join us in the future. God bless you. Have a great week.